This is Min Mei. You're listening to Radio DMG Pocket Edition. Oh, Rick.
I'm not Rick Hunter, but I am Philip Wesley of Radio DMG Pocket Edition. And I have to give out much props and respect to Rebecca Forstadt, otherwise known as Reba West, of Robotech fame. She was the original American voice for Lin-Min Mei, and overall, quite a cool guest. She was one of the guests over at this year's Non-DeskCon. Now, let's go into a little bit about Non-DeskCon. But first, an apology. If I sound a little bit nasal or a little bit breathy, it's because I caught the con cold. We did. Our staff members there, we all caught the cold. And it took a little bit of time to manifest, but it got to us. And that's why I sound a little bit nasal and breathy and all that stuff. Anywho, the first Non-DeskCon... Let me check my little notes here. The first Non-DeskCon, Non-DeskCon 1, was August 30th, 1997, at the Tivoli Student Union in Denver, Colorado. The attendance was 205 human bodies. The guests, Stephen Bennett and Rich Arnold. It was also a one-day anime festival. 14 years later, we are at Non-DeskCon 14. It took place from September 10th to 12th, 2010, at the Marriott Downtown Tech Center in Denver, Colorado. Or is that Denver Tech Center? We don't know. The charity was United Way Gulf Recovery Fund, and the guests were Whitney Powell, Chris Patton, at his last anime convention ever, and Christina V, Chris Kaysens, Patrick Seitz, Richard Ian Cox, Rebecca Forstadt, or Reba West, Jerry Jewell, Christopher Bevins, Barbara Goodson, Echo Stream, Kazha, it's a Kazuha Oda, Kevin McKeever, Steve Yoon, Tommy Yuen, and Yoshihiro Imagawa. Yoshihiro Imagawa is the creator of G Gundam and several other giant robot films and series. We've been doing a couple of Kazha videos. We've got some acoustic ones from her acoustic set that we've been putting up on DMG Ice in our Area DMG YouTube section all this week. So, if you've gone to our YouTube section at least once this week, you've seen a new video every single day. Go check those out. They're pretty good. I think they're pretty good. They're pretty awesome. We got permission to put them up there. Overall, Non-DeskCon was great. Also, check out all 1,200 of our pictures up on Flickr. And just check it out. It's really cool. You should definitely check out the rest of these audio casts where we're going to be looking at some of the panels. Real quick one, actually. There was a Funimation panel, but they did not announce anything new except for the dubcast A Red Line, which, that was kind of boring, really. They showed off trailers for Frankenstein Girl versus Vampire Girl. They showed off a little clip from Summer Wars and a couple other things that we'd heard about before. They didn't really announce anything new, but otherwise it was an interesting panel. We also taped the Echo Stream Q&A and Chris Patton Shares Too Much, which we'll have clips from in the next upcoming episodes of Radio DMG Pocket Edition. So, I have to say, Non-DeskCon was wonderful, except for the cold. That was not too wonderful. And except for a couple other things, which we'll go into. We're going to go into my best parts of Non-DeskCon in the next episode, then the worst parts of Non-DeskCon, and then outtakes and audio clips from the future stuff that we'll be releasing soon. So, hang on tight, and let's go ahead and cue the music, and see you next episode.